Okay, so updating parents who are clearly waiting to know what schools will be reopening in the wake of what's happened.
That's right. Just today, we've got a positive step in the right direction. I appreciate there's more to come, but we've got a positive step in the right direction in terms of three of the schools being able to open next month, and then a further five of the schools being able to reopen in June. So that means that we'll have eight of the schools open before the start of the school holidays, and that equates to just over half of the pupils being back in their home school prior to the school break, the summer break.
And how difficult has this been for the council?
Well, it's been extremely difficult. I mean, but really, in many ways, that's not the important point. The important point is how frustrating and anxiety inducing it's been for parents and pupils in the schools. I mean, I understand that both as council leader and as a parent myself. And I really appreciate the sort of patience and understanding that parents have shown to date. I want to get all the schools reopened as quickly as possible, but I have to keep, as the council leader corporately, as the council, obviously, I'm sure everybody understands this, I have to keep safety of our pupils and our staff as the absolute first priority.
Talk about the nine schools then that won't be reopening until August. Clearly that will be where the main headache lies.
Of course, and you know, two of those schools are two high schools. I understand that that's a significant number of pupils, and if we can bring those dates forward, we will do. But I'm not prepared to make false promises about dates that we can't keep to. So you know, the programme that we've now got of remediation works from the Edinburgh Schools Partnership is three opening in May next month, five in June, and then the remainder in August. And as I say, if we can bring it forward, we will. But I'm not going to publicly announce dates that I can't be 100% certain about. And I think, obviously, I know I've said this before, but it's really crucial to stress that, meantime, all the pupils from all of the schools and the ones that will be closed through to August are in a school environment, are getting education in Edinburgh schools, with their own homeschool teachers and with their own homeschool classmates, and that will continue. And we will look to alter the arrangements if required, if we get parental feedback, if we can adjust things because some of the schools have been freed up, some buses have been freed up. We will do that based on feedback, and we've done that already with some of the other primary schools.
I mean, at the radio station, we've also had feedback, some parents telling us their kids haven't had any homework in the last month.
Well, I'm surprised to hear that because I don't think that should be the case. I mean, as to the best of my knowledge, you know, all the pupils are in, obviously, an Edinburgh school environment, as I've said, with their own homeschool teachers and their own homeschool classmates, and they should be getting an education provision that is equivalent to what they would have in their home school. Now, I understand that for some of the high school students, particularly S1 to S3, that is proving quite challenging at the moment, but it's not my understanding that they're not receiving any homework, and I would just encourage anybody who is potentially experiencing that to raise it with their local school management team, the head teacher, the deputy head teacher, because I don't think that should be happening.
And what about pupils that have had to have, extra journeys as a result of this, going significantly longer, yeah, travelling, and perhaps, that's had an impact on their education starting every day?
Yeah, so what we've done is, we initially had to get a provision in place for 7,600 pupils as quickly as possible, and that was not a simple task, and all credit to parents for their patience, to staff for enabling that to happen. We did that. We have now started to tweak some of the timings of the bus departures for the longer journeys because we've listened to the feedback we've had from parents, particularly around the journeys for the high school students from Craigmount and Gracemount, and some of those bus times are changing literally just next Tuesday when the schools go back after the Monday May Day holiday.
And finally, what exactly is going to be done in terms of the construction and the work on the ground in these schools?
Right. Well, there is it's a huge programme. I mean, that's why we're having to, and I've always been open about this, we're having to stagger the sort of programme of reopening of the schools. It was never going to be the case that all 17 were going to open at once on one specific date. So there's a huge amount of work to be undertaken. Some of the schools, like Oxgangs Primary, Braidburn Special School and St Peter's Roman Catholic Primary, have been closed a little bit longer, and they're the three that are thus enabled to be open in May next month because there's been a bit more work done in them. And then the programme moves on around the other schools like Firhill and so on, where again there's been a slightly longer closure. So we are trying to prioritise it in a methodical manner with our partners, Edinburgh Schools Partnership, and we'll do our best to sort of speed that programme up wherever we possibly can.
How would you sum up what's happened over the last month? I mean, is this one of the most challenging situations that you've faced in your job?
Absolutely, unquestionably. I mean, I've been a councillor for 17 years. I've been council leader since 2012, so for 4 years. And there's no doubt this has been the most challenging situation that the local authority that I've been a member of, you know, since 1999 has faced. And you know, it's a situation that is not of our direct making. You know, we did not want this to happen, obviously, and we've tried our very, very best to respond to it as positively, as constructively, and as quickly as possible to make sure safety first of pupils and staff, getting pupils back into education, particularly those who are sitting exams, and we did that really very quickly, and then reopening the schools as quickly as possible, and that is now starting to happen. But I know there's more to do. I don't want to. For anybody to think that from today we're just going to, you know, sit back and relax, that is absolutely not the case. You know, we're going to be pressing Edinburgh Schools Partnership very, very hard right throughout the remainder of this period between now and August to ensure that this programme is adhered to. And as I've said already, if we can bring the programme of reopenings forward, we will do.